Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Now, as we close out the year 2014, head into a new year, do you realize that there is a brand new publication of the Bible available? Actually, there's at least a couple of newly published versions of the Bible with new commentary and such that I'm aware of. One of them purports to address the specific needs of men. Joining us to talk about it, my next guest began leading the American Bible Society's Armed Service Ministry back in August of 2012, this after he concluded his own 30-year career of service in the U.S. Army. A decorated soldier, he spent his military career assisting servicemen and women as an Army chaplain, and now in his role at the American Bible Society, he serves by equipping the chaplains who are following in his footsteps. Joining us on the guest line, Colonel Art Pace. He's actually part and parcel to a brand new men's Bible. Colonel Pace, welcome to Faith Radio. Good to talk to you, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for your service to the country and for what you're doing now vis-a-vis American Bible Study. The American Bible Society. We are told this new Bible addresses three problem areas for men specifically. Tell us what's going on here with the men's Bible.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I said, this is really exciting. I think this may be one of the most important things I have worked on in my ministry time. I'd always hoped when I was an Army chaplain that I had a Bible like this to put in the hands of the men that I was serving. And the Bible actually has three sections to it. And again, we worked with the National Coalition of Ministries to Men. So we have 150 Christian organizations with a burden on their heart to bring men closer to Jesus Christ, to see them mentored, to do mentoring, and to take the rightful places in our society, in their families, in their workplaces. Now, to do that, in this Bible, we have divided into three sections. And we have the toolkit, which is a kind of like a concordance, but but think of it on steroids. I had a large hand in that portion, and I wanted issues that we were hearing from the men's ministries that men are dealing with. I'm getting ready to retire. I'm having marriage problems. Various things, and you could look that up and do your own little Bible study right there and looking in the toolkit. And if we have a devotion that's linked to it, you can link from there and go read it. In the center is the battle, and this is what happens. This is in the trenches where we're dealing with the issues that men deal with, and this is where we're dealing with what is my purpose? What did God design me to be and to do? What are my priorities in my life is the other category. So purpose and priorities, am I doing things in the right order? I can tell you by way of confession that even as a minister, even as a chaplain, I had lost those priorities and nearly lost my family. And it was men's ministries that brought me back. And so I'm really excited to be partnering with them. The third category, besides purpose and priorities, is living. Now, how do I live this out in the workplace? How do I live this out with my families? How do I do that? And as you read those, you may be convicted that there's an area you need to do a little bit more study in. And we have a third section, therefore, which is called the challenge. And this way, you can focus on the three areas that these 150 men's ministry groups have identified are the three most common things that men have to deal with: marriage, pornography, and friendship.
Yeah.
And now, the beauty of this is all these devotions are written by experts. These are men who love the Lord, who are devoted to His Word, and want to see other men be encouraged. They've already journeyed in these areas. Many have struggled in these same areas, and the Lord has healed them and led them out, and they're sharing that here. And so men who read this will be getting this time with these great men who absolutely were generous in providing these materials for the Bible.
Colonel Art Pace, he is retired from the U.S. military. He's now with the American Bible Society, and he's involved with the new Men's Bible. He's on our guest line here on Faith Radio. How do you pack into a Bible readings on marriage, relationships, and pornography? Let's say we go to, the pornography section. Obviously, there are no direct references to pornography as we know it today. Certainly, plenty of scriptural references to sexual temptation, licentiousness, and sin, and those kinds of things. How do you break that down, though? When I open this up, what am I going to expect to see?
superb question. And again, let me emphasize, these are articles are written by folks who are dealing with men who are dealing with these addictions. Mm-hmm. And actually, you've already answered the question in a wonderful way. The Lord has given us in His Word the idea that what we're seeing men dealing with pornography is the idea of lusting, the idea of certainly other of mental issues, of imagination, and all of this in a sexual way. And so Jesus had much to say about these things which we purpose in our hearts. And when we purpose those things inside, they often come into reality. We challenge also the idea that we're filling ourselves with these things, garbage in, garbage out. But I also remind men that it's also God in, God out. It can stand for that as well. And so what we're going to try to do here is, as men begin to take a look at this addiction of pornography, which appears to be a real serious issue, you're exactly right. We need to start saying, okay, is this honoring to the Lord? Is this something that we are proud to stand before the Lord and say this is something we're doing? Does it honor His Word? And since we know it does not, let's take a look at the Scriptures that encourage us in healthy ways, a healthy way to be able to express ourselves and to be these kinds of men. Mm-hmm. I think folks will be very pleased as they go through these that we're not here to preach to them. We are here to share with them, those who've been there already, have been through these addictions, and then these are the scriptural references. We're going to drive you into the Word. We're not going to throw Scripture at you. We're going to invite you to come and dwell in the Word, in God's holy Word, and see what He has to say, and find that healing that you're seeking. You think you can't do anything about it, but you can. And because God is a God, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. I believe that. And that's what we affirm here in the Scriptures.
All right. Colonel Art Pace, retired from the U.S. Army. He's with us on our guest line on Faith Radio. He's involved with the new Men's Bible from the American Bible Society. We'll continue with him in just moments. 6:45, you're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday mornings 6 till 8. Colonel Art Pace, retired from the U.S. Army. He's on our guest line. He is now working with the American Bible Society as they have brought forth the Men's Bible, a Bible with commentary and concordances and additional reference materials written in that are targeted towards men. Colonel Pace, I'm curious to know what demographic of men, shall we say, are you trying to target with this new publication? For whom would this be appropriate?
Well, of course, I'm going to say all men because I really believe that. But what we design this for is that no matter where the man is on the spectrum, whether we have somebody who has no Bible knowledge, this is their first time of going into the Word and spending time there. This is going to be, I think, inviting. It's going to be intuitive. Navigating around the Bible is rather easy to do. But there's going to be those who are mature in the faith, who perhaps are struggling in some of these arenas, or are just wanting to do a map check, where you stop on a journey and you check the map to know you're going in the right direction. This is the Bible for those men. So our goal was to reach the whole spectrum, but with the emphasis being on those for whom their walk with the Lord is a new one, mm-hmm. or they're considering giving their life to Christ, or they know the Lord but really have never read the Bible, never really have tried to go in there and see how it speaks into their lives as Christian men. So that became the foundation. So when in doubt, we defaulted to them, and we had to make a decision as to how we structured things, how we worded things. We made sure it was extremely understandable to everybody. I always attribute everything to Spurgeon or Moody, but one of them said that, I feed the rabbits because the giraffes can bend over for themselves. And so the idea is that the mature ones can go
Charles
in there.
Charles Spurgeon
and really
or Dwight Moody, one of the others said that?
I know. I said,
I love that.
Whoever said it, it's just beautiful. And that was, and my team heard that so many times in putting this together.
Sure.
That, they're tired of it. I said, we're feeding the rabbits. But that doesn't mean the giraffes go hungry. I apologize.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to beat that metaphor. But the point is that that's what we were thinking. And I'm really excited as to how this turned out.
Well, and I'm delighted to know that either Mr. Spurgeon or Mr. Moody both have good senses of humor. That works for me. Colonel Pace, Colonel Art Pace, he's retired from the U.S. military, the United States Army. He now continues a life of service vis-a-vis the American Bible Society, and the Men's Bible is a new publication for the American Bible Society. Colonel Pace on our guest line, and inevitably, and I'm sure you folks, as you put this together, Colonel Pace, you were thinking about this, you were mindful of this, the metaphor of giraffes and rabbits aside, you know a lot of women are going to pick this up and read this, as women are, seemingly and understandably so, trying to better understand the men in their life. What sort of wisdom would a woman glean from this?
It's interesting that you're asking that. That's of the Lord, because we're getting anecdotal feedback already from the Bible that women are seeing this in the hands of the men and are reading it, and they're excited about it. When you think about the fact of the general subjects that we're approaching, of, you know, what are my priorities in life, and then, you know, what is my purpose, for what has God created me? First of all, the women are excited to see the men wanting to take their biblically centered roles as God has ordained them to have. That is a real issue in our churches, in our nation, and the women are so excited about this. That said, one of the things that's coming out is some of the wives are asking, maybe we can start doing devotions together out of this Bible. We can begin to do these things together and talk about this, because certainly it is easy for the women to identify with a number of things here. Again, we worked with the National Coalition of Ministries to Men. We're not trying to be exclusive to the women in any way. But this was something that grew out of those ministries to men. And but I can tell you that we are already getting feedback, and that is exciting me. I am so pleased to hear couples saying we're going to start doing devotions together. That is such a central part of marriage. It is so crucial to helping to grow and to raise Christian children. And this Men's Bible, already in its infancy, we're getting feedback that people are doing that. So the women, I think, will be blessed by this. There's many things they'll be able to walk away and saying, what are my priorities? Why did God create me as a Christian woman? And then how am I supposed to live? And there'll be a lot of analogies, a lot of application, I'm trying to say, that will apply to them as well. But again, the purpose of it is to address it specifically to men, but the women can certainly glean from it. And there they are.
Colonel Art Pace, retired from the U.S. Army. He is with us on our guest line as we've been talking about the Men's Bible. That's from the American Bible Society. I am understanding this correctly, that this has been published by the American Bible Society. Do I have my facts straight on that, Colonel?
That's absolutely correct. We were blessed in that, you know, our goal in the American Bible Society is that we want to have 100 million Americans, men and women, engaged in the Word of God multiple times a week as a routine part of their week. That's our goal. We put that before us, and that we are praying for this. We have prayer time every Friday just to claim America for the Lord and to get them into His Word. So when the National Coalition of Ministries to Men came and approached us, they came to us because we're a 200-year-old Bible society and said, you know, we would like you all to work with us and putting together a Bible. They didn't know exactly what they wanted, but they knew the Lord had given them that burden.
Sure,
had the burden. Yeah. And so this came together, and we knew it was of the Lord. We knew it from the beginning.
And we're excited about where this goes from here. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Colonel Art Pace, retired from the U.S. Army. Colonel, thanks so much for what you do, and we look forward to talking again.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and your ministry.
Thanks very much. It's called The Men's Bible. We'll get info posted on this one for sure at myfaithradio.com. 6:54, it's Wednesday. I'm Austin Hill. We're glad you're with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.